Okay. No worries. I'll drive you home. Never really had a problem with drinking alone anyways. So I hope I know the right way. If you see any shortcuts, just let me know. By the way, seatbelt please. Let's not forget our safety here. Thank you. It's a nice night out. A really nice night. I prefer nights like these. They clear your mind. Make it easier to think. Easier to focus. I don't really want this to be a silent car ride, so I have a question, if you don't mind me prying a little bit. Alright. You seemed like a complete and utter idiot when I first glanced at you. Yet, you managed to handle yourself relatively well. I mean, lasers, guards, being so deep in enemy territory. If you get caught, you either die or have to kill someone. How did you handle yourself so well? Did you really know what you were doing all along? Was this some sort of test? Or did you want to try and make a fool out of me? Make me doubt you and then eat my words after? You certainly succeeded in it. But what exactly? I wish I was given some of your records. Usually I know what I'm getting myself into, but you just popped up. And that means something isn't adding up with you. Would you like to clear that up? Inconspicuous. Should have guessed. But I guess it means that you're good at what you do. I'd like to ask one more question, though, for my own curiosity. Hell, I think it's only fair if I share a bit about myself if you answer, despite me not really liking to do so. Tell me, why did you pick a job like this? I mean, we all have our reasons, don't we? Some enjoy that rush, uncertainty of death. Any mission could go tits up, and you either go out quickly or in a blaze of glory. Is that why you're here? I see. Not exactly what I expected, but I guess whatever. Okay, I'm getting on to that. For me, I had an interesting childhood. I was a shut-in, and we were poor. I sought to the internet to earn money. Try to help my parents out a bit. My sister got into it too. We scammed people. It's not honest work, but what can you do when you're poor? Needed medicine, food, heating in the house. So, we scammed, we thieved. You were a pretty good duo. Things changed. Unfortunately. But one thing didn't change, which was what I did. Despite when my parents found out what me and my sister were doing, despite all the things they said, how immoral it was, how we're villains, despite the people that began to target us, despite the wrong crowds we drew in, despite what it did to my, despite what the outcome was, I held on to it, and eventually it led me to the boss. And hey, here I am now, I guess. I do it because it's all I know. My parents said that it was something wrong with me, that I'd be rejected from heaven. Did it for them, though. They're still alive. The days where we didn't have medicine, I managed to get the money for it. And I only targeted the rich. Like Robin Hood, I guess. Sure, it was wrong, I guess, but I wanted my parents to survive. I wanted my sister to be alright. Sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do. But they're still alive, and my sister. But hey, that's me. I do this because it's all I know. I don't exactly have options to do anything else. I lost everything, and I held on to the one thing that I use now. The one thing that I used all my life, basically. Crazy, huh? Right. This is your stop. Hop out. I want to hurry up and go drink. Don't be late, please. Yeah, I still have the USB. Why? Alright. This one. I've got short-term memory loss or something. Whatever. Alright. Sleep well. See you tomorrow. Bye. You lay there during the dead of night, restless, still waiting as the crickets and the sounds of the passing cars fill your ears. You remember the single order you were given by this person, to text when you finish and to await the call. How long has it been? Why is it taking so long? Did you do the right thing? Your thoughts are suddenly interrupted by a ring. Your heart jumps as you look at your phone. It's them. About time, right? Now, it's time to move forward with the mission. But did the Hound really do what they were instructed to do? I suppose soon we'll find out.
Good to hear you're not dead, Agent. Sorry for keeping you waiting. I'm sure you must be so tired after everything, right? Well, after this call, you'll be able to sleep tight. So, you already know this isn't a social call. I'm really not that interested in you. We're here to talk business. Did you hand her the USB? Good. And do you have the actual USB on you? Yeah? agent. You're not lying to me, are you, agent? Well, I mean, it's gonna be a massive inconvenience if what you're saying is a lie. And then we go forward with the plan just for it to get fucked because someone told a lie. You understand that I'll take more than just your tongue if that's the case, right? Alright. Just to warn you, if you really do try to look for a way out of this, they die too. If you are lying, I'll kill you someday, agent. And that's a guarantee, a promise from me to you. Usually we have people that do it, but no, I'll take it on personally. I will hunt down myself relentlessly. And when I do find you, because I will, I'll savor looking into your tear-filled eyes and your battered face as you reflect back onto this moment and realize, maybe I shouldn't have been a filthy liar. And I won't kill you upright. I'll punish you for lying first by getting rid of your tongue and reaching my hand into your throat to rip out your uvula. And then I'll kill you. So, I'll ask one more time, agent. Are you lying to me? Or you really go ahead and do what we ordered you to do? Your life on the line here. But you already knew that. You must be thinking, I really shouldn't have gotten involved with these people. It's not like you had a choice, Piggy.
Hello, my darlings. I hope you're having a wonderful week so far. Thank you so much for watching this episode of if you don't know where to go, please go to the community poll, the community section of my YouTube, and then you can vote for what decision you like to make to progress the story. Hope you guys enjoyed this like little plot twist, you know. Christ, I actually don't know what else to say. Take care of yourself. You're amazing. Remember, you're brilliant. You're amazing. I'm so proud of you. You've been coming really far. Look at the date. It's October. Almost all the way through the month, right? Shit's crazy. And I'm really proud of you for, you know, being here and continuing forward, you know? And I'm not the only one who's proud of you. You're amazing. Always remember that you're amazing. And if you don't, I might have to dick you down on some gangster shit. That's all from me, darlings. Until next time, I love you all so, so much. Mwah. Cheerio, mate.